The most specific comments I heard were from Commissioner Inman. So I'm going to call on him for a motion regarding Map 11 with some of the words he just used, and we can proceed from there. Commissioners, I want to be clear, though. I think what we're going to end up with are two motions. One tasking Map 11 for further refinement and adjustment, and one doing the same for Map 10. So if you have issues related to Map 11, the motion we're about to take up would be the place to take them up. And I would urge you to consider whether the discussion will be best placed on Map 11 or Map 10. Now, I can't guarantee that both maps will move forward. That, of course, is a decision for the commission. But if, for instance, we approved something with Map 11, you were holding a comment back for Map 10, but Map 10 did not advance, I will provide an opportunity to add something more to Map 11 if needed. So with that, Co-Vice Chair Garcia, can it wait for Commissioner Inman to make the motion? Okay, good. Commissioner Inman, please.
Okay, let me bring up my Word document.
Good. While he's doing that, Marguerite, did you want to add something?
No, I just took it off mute so I could answer more quickly because we're getting late. No, I didn't want to add anything.
Okay, so my motion is starting with draft map 11. And I'm going to change my language a little bit. Instead of using the 78 corridor, I'm going to use county planning districts, which gets you the same solution, but respect the planning district boundaries. So add North Mountain, comma, Desert, comma, Borrego Springs, county planning districts, to district three. What is district three? From district five. And then I have similar sub-bullets for several other planning districts in the south. So next line would be Crest in D3. It is only partly in D3 at present. So Crest to D3. Next one, Pamu to D3. Next, Lakeside to D3. Ramona to D3. And that's it. So these other additions are taking some of the unincorporated areas, for example, around Ramona and El Cajon, that's the Lakeside part of it, as well as the Crest part of it, and incorporating them into D3. That's my motion.
Aren't they already in D3 on draft map 11?
Not all of them.
What I'd like to do is first take the second, then I'll ask Commissioner Inman to walk through it in a little more detail, then we'll have discussion. Do I have a second for the motion?
Second.
Commissioner Russ, thank you. Commissioner Inman, do you want to just briefly highlight what the changes mean per the discussion we've had earlier?
So for example, Lakeside Planning District, most of it is in D3, but there are some slivers that the PANA map takes into its district. So this is to move those unincorporated areas and leave, the intention is to leave more of the boundaries of the incorporated city of El Cajon and remove the unincorporated areas and move them into D3. Same for Hamul and Crest planning districts.
And Commissioner Inman, let me just clarify, particularly with Crest, the unincorporated area you're talking about is just outside El Cajon city municipal boundaries?
Correct.
And obviously commissioners will be walking through this in more detail should the motion pass. And Flo does a more intensive look. Commissioner Inman, that would complete your comments, correct?
Yes, it does. Okay.
So Co-Vice Chair Garcia, and then Commissioner Larson, did you want the floor or is that an old hand? Very good. Co-Vice Chair Garcia, please.
Thank you. And thank you, Commissioner Inman, for those suggested changes. I don't know if this is the time for me to weigh in, because what I'd like to say is that the first set of changes that Commissioner Inman refers to, North Mountain Desert, Borrego Springs, I think are not consistent with the spirit of Map 11, and I would not support those. But I have, but I do agree with the other suggestions that he's making, and I have some other potential ways to look at this map that I think might improve it. So I don't know if it's another motion or how what the process is, Chair.
I would prefer both for simplicity's sake and to keep us in a common direction, that you explore those and see if we can work them in as friendly amendments. So you can go ahead and propose them now. I'll ask staff to type them up, and then I'll turn first to Commissioner Inman and Commissioner Russ to see if they're acceptable.
So my friendly amendment would be to delete that first part that I just mentioned, the Add North Mountain Desert, Borrego Springs. And I'd like to suggest that we look at in D1, move further west and potentially in the western area that's currently D4, go a little north to capture some additional population into D1 and take it away from D4. And what I'm trying to do here is the goal here is to try and address D4, the CVAP, if you will, imbalance, and also to be a little bit more responsive, maybe to try and capture a bit more of the Asian American population in D4 that we see in draft map 10. So, I have some more ideas, but maybe hopefully this gives enough direction to flow for what the kind of amendments I'm trying to accomplish with draft map 11.
Let me give Commissioners Inman and Russ a chance to review.
Well, I would not accept that as a friendly amendment.
Let's leave that up for now, though. Understood. And Commissioner Russ, I won't bother you because it takes both.
Thanks.
Anytime. Now, we have a choice we can make here under rules. We could move to the amendment as a motion of itself and discuss that. We could also accept further changes, which I'm inclined to ask for that first, so we have the complete package before us, and then see. Before I finish that, I just want to check map 10. No, it's better done that way. Okay. So let me ask first, are there additional amendments to propose? Commissioner Diaz, then Commissioner Serban.
Yes, this is a minor friendly amendment. I hope it's a friendly amendment to include Santa Isabel Reservation. Move that from District 5 to the District 3 in Map 11. The reason why is because Julian is such in close proximity to that. And I know that there's a shared commerce highway, and perhaps it could be contained within the same koi, but
not a bridge runs between.
My motion, as stated above, does do that.
Yeah.
So it does. So
it does do that. Yes, it captures everything north of Santa Isabel and moves it into D3.
But it captures everything north of it. It essentially splits D5, is what you're proposing.
It does split D5. That is correct. Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
So that's a friendly amendment to my.
Okay, now that's what I want to avoid. Because again, nothing's agreed till everything's agreed. This is a draft map. So it is perfectly permissible to vote no on that. If the motion still passes, we'll have an opportunity to discuss it. But I also want to keep collecting the amendments and make sure we know what we're talking about. So before I take any other comments, Commissioner Inman, what would be the boundary roughly on the map of what's being moved into D3?
It would be slightly east of the 79. So instead of using the 79 per se as the line, which was what we did in live scenario modeling, it would be slightly east.
Okay. Commissioners, do we need to bring that up or is that well understood? It's well understood. Okay, very good. So
Wait a minute. I said that incorrectly. Slightly west of the 79.
Right.
Slightly west.
I don't think it's well understood.
Okay. Let's go ahead. We captured that one, correct, John?
If John isn't on, I believe that I captured it on my screen if folks would like to see that.
Could you bring that up?
Yep. So this area, this was what we did in live modeling here. This area captures the remaining of all three of those county planning areas. So it's just this area here. And we're just taking the census blocks that have their centroids inside the county planning areas. So the highlighted blocks would move to District 3 in this portion of the motion.
Yeah, and we have this as the, I think I have this motion that with the community planning areas as the boundary to use to move these blocks over. So I think that, I think we have it clearly.
Commissioners, is that clear enough now? Good. All right. So with that, and the understanding that we'll, for right now, I'd like to focus on amendments, additional amendments. So we have the entire shopping list. And if we can bring the motion screen back up, thank you. I have Commissioner Serban, Commissioner Pons, Co-Vice Chair Garcia. Commissioner Serban.
Thank you, Chair Boehm. And so if the amendments we're proposing are amendments that are based on what we'd like to see change to this map, then I would like to again raise my deep concern about the central portion of San Diego, as Chair Boehm also mentioned in his comments, the idea that portions of Sorrento Valley and Mira Mesa and Penasquitos and parts of this, the 56 corridor will be united with Mount Laguna, Hakumba, Boulevard, Campo, Potrero. That doesn't bode well for that area. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to see if we can move that from District 3 to District 2. So move from District 3 to District 2, the area bounded by, this looks like the 56 on the south, the 15 on the east, and the 56 corridor area. So that would be Rancho Penasquitos and Mira Mesa.
Sorry, 56 on the south, I-15 on the east.
I'm sorry, the 52 on the south. I apologize.
Apologize. Okay. No problem.
So 52 on the south, 15 on the east, 56 corridor, including Rancho Penasquitos and Mira Mesa. Torrey Highlands as well.
I'm going to be very rude and just clarify. Barbara, I think you've dealt with this as much as anyone. Is it Penasquitos or Penasquitos?
It's Penasquitos. It's an Enye officially.
That's what I thought. Okay, good. Just want to be sure. All right. Good. Thank you for that. And commissioners, again, I won't ask for explanation right now. I'm asking more for texts of amendments so we can see where we are.
I'm sorry, Chairman. So just to clarify, John, you and I have talked about that area, so you know what I'm speaking about, right, John? Like, do I need to clarify that any further?
I believe I have an understanding.
Yep. Thank you,
Commissioner Ponce.
Yeah. So because my motion amendment is captured with Commissioner Garcia's, but just in case that doesn't pass, my simple amendment would be to adjust District 4 to rebalance / reproportion the citizen voting age population to reduce the variance without significantly impacting surrounding districts.
Before we leave that, John, is that workable for you?
We can certainly explore that because it does not reference geographies. It leaves it a bit open-ended in terms of what shifts we will be making, but I think Commissioner Ponce understands that as well.
I do, and I'll leave it to you because that's your area of expertise to do the exploration. Thank you.
Okay. Co-Vice Chair Garcia.
All I wanted to say is that all of the amendments that have just been offered by Commissioner Ramos, by Commissioner Serban, Diaz, and Ponce are exactly what I would want to explore with map 11. And the bullet points, the 1, 2, 3, 4 bullet points that Commissioner Inman mentioned are also okay with me. So just wanted to let you know that that's all of those amendments work for me. Thank you.
Commissioner Inman, were you about to add something? Okay, Commissioner Russ.
Yeah, well, the whole reason for that jog to the north was to increase population into what we're calling on this map District 3. And now we're talking about taking that away, you know, so we can get a better balance. So that was mainly the reason for, and also for including these planning districts as well, was to increase the population so we could decrease the variance. These others, I think, are running counter to that, it appears to me.
And for the sake of efficacy, I'll continue to entertain discussion on any of the amendments. Once that discussion's exhausted, I think we will vote on the amendments in order. And if anyone passes, that may make one of the subsequent ones unneeded, we will address it then. Before we leave this, and I think this may need to be a motion, there was discussion before about contiguity, and I'm thinking on this map, there may be something that needs to be addressed either in the D4 area of Coronado and the Bay going to D1, or perhaps in other areas. I may be confusing things. Let me ask Marguerite first, because she was part of that discussion. Marguerite, do you remember something along that line? We were talking about the bridge.
Yes, thank you. And John, I'll refer back to you. This is a map where neither the bridge nor the ferries run between D4. So to maintain contiguity here, we need to take some population in downtown and that area, much like the current map, to maintain the contiguity of D4 here. Now, John, am I mistaken about that?
John, you're muted or we can't hear you.
I mean, I would be more than willing to add that to my motion. I mean, yes, I didn't realize that. I would have had it be part of my motion had I realized that.
Yeah, it's a technical fix. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, it is. I've modeled it out. It will move an additional 16 people if we go straight down to the ferry landing that goes to not the convention center. I think the Broadway is here. Is that right? To D4. That can be done with an extension from D4 down. That will move 16 people. It could be more if you choose to widen that area, but it can be done with as little as 16.
So let's just type it out and ask Commissioner Inman and Commissioner Russ, assuming you're willing to take this as a friendly amendment, as a fifth bullet up top.
Yes, I'm willing to take it as a friendly amendment.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Commissioner Inman, do you want to just take John's language on it? Or do you want to phrase it?
No, John's, however you want to phrase it, contiguity between Coronado and whatever that coastal district number was. I don't remember offhand.
District 4.
District 4.
Yeah. Near the ferry landing at Broadway Pier.
Yes. And also, I just want to make it clear, Crest, Humboldt, Lakeside, Ramona, those are the planning districts, not the cities.
Okay. Shall we add planning district after each word in the bullets?
Yes, please.
Good technical fix. Okay. Co-Vice Chair Garcia, then Commissioner Diaz.
And all I wanted to say was that my amendment actually makes that point about contiguity moot, because I was actually moving. Okay, thanks.
Thank you for that. Commissioner Diaz.
If you're looking for more population, you want to include the other ferry landing, I would add that if that's okay to... with that bullet point that says address contiguity via ferry landing at Broadway Pier and the convention center. So essentially you're also looking at some of the, if you need to pull population into District 4 to balance it out, it's currently over, it's about 6,000 people over. So, you could incorporate a piece of downtown if the population permits to get that, to manage that deviation. If you want to get more people, instead of more than 16 people, you could actually pull from more areas of downtown, not Barrio Logan, obviously.
I support that approach, Commissioner Diaz.
Commissioner Inman or John, do you want to try to capture that? Well, first of all, I want to make sure that's acceptable as a friendly amendment.
Yeah, you could just put a slash in convention center.
And John, that will be with the understanding, is that sufficient level of detail that you can map into the city at a statistically relevant level without crossing into any of the communities of interest we've discussed?
That sounds perfect.
So that's for the record. I don't want that typed right now, but that should clarify things. And I do agree with Commissioner Diaz. I think that there's enough population there before you get into the communities of interest we've been discussing that it could be helpful. It could be helpful, but we'll have to see. All right, so Commissioner Inman, Commissioner Russ, just to confirm, that's a friendly amendment as well. That's all understood and clear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So without, I'm just got to check my screen again. Without further comment, what we're going to start doing then is work our way through the four amendments. We'll see which are adopted. We will adjust accordingly and then come back to the main motion. Commissioner Russ, I'm sorry, there are five now?
The original amendment and then the other four possibles. You were thinking of working on the possibles before you did the original? Is that what you think?
Yeah. Well, the original, I consider the motion. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So starting with the possible amendment that begins delete, add North Mountain. From Commissioner, from Co-Vice Chair Garcia, I think. Okay. Co-Vice Chair Garcia?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that it doesn't actually, it says delete. I want to make sure that it's clear to everybody that the other bullet points are still in, right? That the other bullet, is that how, maybe I'm the one who's confused, sorry.
No, it's okay. We should clarify that because I want the process clear to everybody. The way I would read the amendment is that you would be deleting the words in the first lines of Commissioner Inman's motion, but the rest of the motion would remain intact, meaning the four or five bullet points now. And then the language you've added regarding District 4 and District 4 CVAP would be added to the end of the motion. Okay, no further questions, no further comments. David, would you please call the vote for the first possible amendment?
Do we have a second on that amendment?
I don't think I asked for one. Do we have a second on the amendment proposed by Co-Vice Chair Garcia?
If we don't, can we, this just be a separate motion if we don't get a second here?
If we don't get a second, we technically can't vote on it.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, Commissioner Diaz. Commissioner Dustal, did I answer what you were concerned or?
I'm just saying, can this be a separate motion? Like, I want to see both of them, in other words. So I'm just trying to figure out.
Well, what I'm trying to do is avoid giving Flow multiple motions to work from. I'd rather, for the sake of efficiency, because of where we are in the process, have one motion on map 10 that represents the commission's direction. And so I'm trying to attach amendments to that. Once we're through this, we will do the same exercise for map 11, or for map 10. This is map 11, sorry.
Point of order, Chair Bain. Yes, ma'am. Might my amendment actually function as a substitute amendment? Because if my amendment actually passes, then how would we go back to Commissioner Inman's amendment?
Commissioner Inman didn't offer an amendment. Commissioner Inman,
I mean, to his motion. I'm sorry. How would we go back to his motion? It would be amended then?
Yes, it would be as amended, which is why the bullet points would remain intact. Good. All right. David, would you please call the roll for a vote on the amendment offered by Commissioner Garcia, seconded by Commissioner Diaz?
Thank you. Commissioner Brown is absent. Co-Vice Chair Garcia?
Aye.
Commissioner Chen is absent. Commissioner Hansen?
No.
Commissioner Inman?
No.
Commissioner Serban?
Aye.
Commissioner Larson?
No.
Commissioner Diaz?
Aye.
Commissioner Pons?
Nay.
Chair Boehm?
Nay.
Commissioner Dostal?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Katarina?
Nay.
Commissioner Krugliak?
Aye.
Commissioner Russ?
No.
Motion fails with Co-Vice Chair Garcia, Commissioner Serban, Commissioner Diaz, Commissioner Dostal, Commissioner Krugliak voting aye. All other commissioners who are present voting no. The motion, 5 ayes and 7 noes.
I'll ask staff to keep keep the language visible, so if we have it, if we need it. Commissioner Garcia. Very good. We move on to the next amendment, and I very much apologize for not having the motioner's name for the amendments or the seconds. To move Santa Isabel Reservation to District 3, the motioner was Commissioner Diaz, thank you. And was there a second? Is there a second?
A second.
Commissioner Serban, thank you. We've exhausted discussion as far as I'm concerned. So David, please, can we call the roll for a vote on this amendment?
Commissioner Chen is absent. Commissioner Inman?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garcia?
Aye.
Chair Baim?
Aye.
Commissioner Russ?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Katarina?
Aye.
Commissioner Brown? Commissioner Brown's absent. Commissioner Serban?
Aye.
Commissioner Krugliak?
Aye.
Commissioner Pons?
Aye.
Commissioner Diaz?
Aye.
Commissioner Dostal?
Aye.
Commissioner Larson?
Aye.
Motion passes with all commissioners who are present voting aye.
Okay. So staff, I'll ask to add that as a sixth bullet. We move on to the possible amendment that begins move from District 3 to District 2. I believe that was moved by Commissioner Serban, correct?
Correct, sir.
Good. And do we have a second for that? Co-Vice Chair Garcia, thank you. Again, I consider discussion exhausted on that. Commissioner Inman?
Well, so as it reads, I understand the motion, but I don't understand what happens if this results in a map whose deviation increases significantly. So I guess that is my question. It doesn't say where you're going to get population to offset the move, if you will.
Because of the nature of discussion, I will allow Commissioner Serban to respond to that.
I'm happy to allow the commission to discuss that as a whole. However, what I would suggest is that this motion and this map, I guess this motion is really putting to the center what we're being asked with between the two maps, which is what do we do with Central San Diego and with Imperial Beach and Chula Vista, because either if we as I feel strongly about Central San Diego and if we want to if Central San Diego is not unified or remains with East County, then it looks to me like Imperial Beach and Chula Vista have to have a separate district. So if Commissioner Inman, if what you're asking is, what would I suggest in order to make up for the population that this district would lose by moving the center of San Diego to the other district, then I would suggest that we move Imperial Beach and Chula Vista into this district to make up for that population.
Is that, I mean,
otherwise, there's, John, I mean, although I would also entertain other suggestions by commissioners as well.
I guess I would ask Flo or John, do you have an opinion about this? I mean, the demographer.
Let me make sure. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'll call you in a minute, Co-Vice Chair Garcia. But John, please.
I mean, we are happy to explore these at the direction of the commission.
I like the move. I mean, I'm not opposed to the move. I just want to make sure we have direction for flow on what to do, because there's a lot of people that live here.
Okay, let me interrupt for just a second, and partly to give John time to think about it. Let me call on Co-Vice Chair Garcia, and then Commissioners Inman and Russ, I may ask you if you can accept a friendly amendment on this as a variation. In other words, there would actually be two maps produced under this motion, one with this having a best attempt by flow and one without. But Co-Vice Chair Garcia was very patient. Let me call on her first, then Commissioner Hansen, then I'll come back. Co-Vice Chair Garcia.
Yeah, so my amendment actually was trying to deal with this. I didn't go into very much detail, but one of the things I suggested was that we take population from D4 and add it to D1. And we could go all the way west and then north a little bit. And we could possibly also take population from D4 and at in the D4 section that's in the northwestern portion of D2 and add it to D2. So I don't know if there's enough population there in those two areas to make up what we would be adding in the central San Diego area that Commissioner Serban is talking about. But that's where I was coming from. I also, to the extent that we can, without upsetting, without creating a map with too high of a deviation, that's where I would look for ways to balance the population in the different districts.
Thank you. Commissioner Hansen?
I just want to clarify, because when Mr. Serban, when you were talking about describing the district, I thought you wanted to join Del Mar, Rancho Canasquitos with the coastal district. And that's the pink part, not with the green part, which is central. Am I wrong?
You're correct, Commissioner Hansen. So the central portion that's now currently green or yellow, I'm interested in turning that pink.
Pink. Okay, so the statement in your amendment says from 3 to 2, and what you meant was from 3 to 4.
Oh, is that what that, I'm so sorry. Yes, that's that.
Yeah, the numbers are confusing.
I'm sorry, I don't tell colors apart very well.
Oh, well, I don't tell the numbers apart. They keep changing on me. So I'm looking at pink and yellow.
I believe that's completely correct. And Commissioner Serban, just to confirm, you were talking about moving it west.
Yes, correct. I apologize for my
not mistake. South. Okay.
Commissioner Hansen, you were that teacher I always hated for that moment. Corrected me, and then I loved it that you corrected me down the road. So thank you for that. Commissioner Dustal.
I wanted to suggest along the lines I think you were suggesting, Chair, about making this a variation, because I think it's going to change the population so much that too many other things are going to have to change. But I'd like to see the map as it is. You know what I mean? Currently, right. I'd suggest a variation.
And I have that in mind also for the following amendment, because I think we may run into a similar issue there. So let me ask Commissioners Inman and Russ, would you be willing to accept that as a friendly amendment with something like also develop a variation of the map that, and then just include the language from the amendment. So Flo would be tasked with producing a map without any of this language and would produce another map with its best attempt to meet these conditions.
Yes, I'd accept that.
Okay. Commissioner Serban, did you want to add something?
You're muted.
Sorry, I'm muted. I just realized I was muted. So I have another suggestion that might be entertained, which is the area of Rancho Santa Fe. John, we had this conversation about the Harmony Grove, Rancho Santa Fe, this area to the west of the lake. And if the portion of that area that's now in District 4, that might also move to District 3 to offset some of this population that we're moving?
Let me offer, and I'm glad we're making these statements for the record, but in the interest of time, it is certainly within bounds for commissioners to add any ideas. Now that this variation is going to be part of the motion, send those to staff. Staff will send them on to Flo as food for thought. If Flo can incorporate them, I'm sure they will. If they can't, I'm sure Flo will be able to explain why they couldn't. But that goes for all commissioners. I want to actually go back and look at several of the old maps and see if there may be some population centers or figures that we could use from those discussions. But I don't think we have to do it tonight, although I know Flo would appreciate as much specificity as possible. So, John, is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
And obviously, we won't allow a lot of time for that either. Commissioners, I'll ask you to be as quick as you can on that, but certainly no later than Tuesday morning. If you have thoughts on this or any other maps where you want ideas within the motions considered, as Flo exercises some flexibility. So staff, if we can move that part, that amendment in yellow up as another, right, just like that. Thank you. And because it's a friendly amendment, we don't have to have a vote on it. Now we do have the remaining amendment to deal with. Commissioners Inman and, well, I'm sorry. First of all, this was moved by Commissioner Ponce, correct? Do we have a second on this motion?
Second.
Commissioner Dostal, thank you. Commissioner Ponce, I'm wondering if the motion, the variation that was just done covers at least a good bit of this motion. In other words, because of what they're going to, Flo has to do in the variation of working on District 4 and what that's going to do, is there almost by implication, or do we need something explicit like this?
It does not. I want something explicitly need to be identified addressing the citizen voting age populations in the districts. So everything above this doesn't meet the cut line. So
very good. It does not. I just want to check. Commissioner Dostal? Same thing. Good. All right. Again, I consider discussion exhausted on this, but since we've had a friendly amendment added, I want to just make sure there are no comments. Seeing none, David, would you please call the roll for a vote on this amendment offered by Commissioner Pons, seconded by Commissioner Dostal?
Thank you. Commissioner Hanson?
Aye.
Commissioner Brown is absent. Commissioner Serban?
Aye. Good luck with it, John.
Commissioner Dostal?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Katerina?
Aye.
Commissioner Krugliak?
Aye.
Commissioner Pons?
Yes, aye. And I don't need John to have luck. I just need John to have skill.
Commissioner Chen is absent. Co-Vice Chair Katerina, Garcia?
Aye.
Commissioner Diaz? Commissioner Inman?
Aye.
Commissioner Larson?
Aye.
Chair Boehm?
Aye, with the understanding that I think John needs something considerably stronger than luck or skill, and I'll buy one for you. Go ahead.
Commissioner Russ?
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. All commissioners who are present voting aye.
David, thank you very much. So that becomes part of the motion as well. Thank you, staff. And commissioners, I appreciate your patience as we do this. We're going to have a vote on the motion, but frankly, this is the kind of specificity and process I was hoping we would have, because it is addressing the full range of the issues and capturing the seriousness with them. And Commissioners Ponce and Dostal, I hope you didn't take offense at my comment. I wanted to make sure we were bringing that out explicitly, so that it's clearly understood in the record.
None taken.
Good. Okay, so as we are about to vote on the motion, Give commissioners one moment to examine it. This again is the motion offered by Commissioner Inman, seconded by Commissioner Russ, and amended as seen on the screen. David, would you please call the roll for a vote on this motion?
Commissioner Larson?
Aye.
Commissioner Pons?
Aye.
Commissioner Dostal?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Chen is absent. Commissioner Inman?
Aye.
Chair Baim?
Aye.
Vice Chair Katerina?
Aye.
Commissioner Russ?
Aye.
Commissioner Diaz?
Aye.
Commissioner Krigliak?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garcia?
Aye.
Commissioner Brown is absent. Commissioner Serban?
So can I just clarify, all of these bullets are going to apply to the variation too, right?
Yes. The only difference between the first map and the variation map is that next to last bullet.
Yeah, which is about the variation map. Okay, thank you. I then.
Chair Baim, the motion passes unanimously with all commissioners who are present voting aye.
Thank you very much, commissioners. All right, we move on to map 10. So I'll give commissioners a moment here. Now I wanna be very careful with what we task here, although I welcome open discussion. But we have a fairly specific set of instructions for one map. What I'd like to do is use map 10 for a motion that would be more easily covered by the way it's drawn or address some issues that we weren't able to address due to the nature of map 11. Do I have a motion concerning map 10? Commissioner Serban. Commissioner Serban's hand is down. Commissioner Diaz.
No, wait. Oh, sorry. I was on mute. My bad.
Okay. Commissioner
Serban. Sorry. Thank you for recognizing me, Chair Baim. I appreciate it. I'm very much in favor of Map 10, as I think that we received a bunch of public comment on it this morning. And it's an evolution that takes into account a lot of public comment throughout this whole process. So in the public comment that we've heard so far, I didn't hear very many, if at all, any suggestions to change much of it. So I'd like to proceed with the map as it is.
So the motion would be to
proceed with draft map 10 as presented.
Perhaps with something like with Flow to provide additional detail required for a final map.
Sure. And, you know, and because I wasn't able to just finish, you know, say the things I liked about this map, I'd appreciate if you'd indulge me in just a minute. So I like that this map.
I'd like to take a second first.
Good.
Partly so I don't forget to take it again. Do we have a second on this map, on the motion rather? Sorry. Commissioner Diaz, thank you. All right. Commissioner Serban to continue, then Commissioner Diaz, then Commissioner Pons. Commissioner Serban, please.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Chair Baim. And just so that the public and the commission knows the basis for the motion, why I support this map so strongly. I like this map because it unifies the 78 corridor district of the five North County cities. Let me list the significant public comment that this map responds to. So one, it unifies the 78 corridor district of the five North County cities. As we all know, that's Carlsbad, Oceanside, San Marcos, Escondido, and Vista. It also creates a district unifying the communities in El Cajon, La Mesa, and Lemon Grove, which several groups have asked for. It also creates a border district from Imperial Beach to Imperial County, which we've also received a ton of public comment about. Further, it preserves the North County rural community identity by unifying Fallbrook, Bonsall, Ramona, Julian, Alpine, Mount Laguna. And it also further preserves that identity by responding to numerous letters from the Backcountry Coalition that identified the communities of Ramona, Poway, Lakeside, Alpine, Fallbrook, Valley Center, and Borrego Springs as a common community. Earlier, it was mentioned that Oceanside, Vista, and Carlsbad should be kept together because of Tri-City Health. And also, there were just a number of, we've received a number of groups in support of this. I mean, just today, there were county workers, vets, the LGBTQ center, and a number of other groups. And so just, I feel very strongly about it because we received a ton of public comment in support of this map as it is. So, and also because it responds to many, many of the themes that we've received throughout this whole process. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Diaz.
Yes, just to be consistent with contiguity, wanted to add a, actually, I support everything 100% that Commissioner Servin has just said about why I support. It's also a reason why I support Map 10, but wanted to add that detail about the ferries as part of an amendment, a friendly amendment, as consistent with the previous motion.
Commissioner Servin, I'm taking
absolutely. We can just put it into the original.
Okay. So while staff works on that, I have Commissioner Inman, then Commissioner Russ.
Yes, I would like to. Hopefully, this is simply a friendly amendment. But if you look at the table as it stands, this map does split several community planning areas in the rural East County, and so I would request that Flo take into account the community planning areas as well in drawing the boundaries where possible.
Thank you for reminding me about that, Commissioner Inman. I would absolutely incorporate that into the main body of the motion.
That's all.
Diaz, you'd agree? Very good. Commissioner Inman, I just want to see, can we be a little more specific about which planning areas we're talking about?
It's if you look at the PDF document, community planning areas that are split are Alpine, Bonzo, County Islands. You can't put those together. They're all separate. Crest, Descanso, Hidden Meadows. I'm not sure about that one. Lakeside, Mountain Empire, North County Metro. I mean, I would just say refer to the table. It might be easier than typing them all out.
Good. So we'll be adding that. Good. And commissioners, we may have some technical adjustment to this as we investigate some of the planning groups, but I'll consider those technical. Thank you for that. So that's included. Commissioner Russ.
I thought while we were talking about what we liked and what we didn't like about the map, and actually I'll probably save that for the next time, because there's a number of things I don't care for the map, particularly having the southeast corner of the county married with the southwest corner of the county. We heard quite a bit of discussion about how they are very, very different. They have different problems and things like that. But I suppose I don't have an amendment or friendly amendment or unfriendly amendment. I'll just discuss that next time when we discuss this amended map. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to turn to Marguerite and then John in just a moment to ask for any summary comments they have on the motion, but I think we're very close. I do want to say for the record that I share Commissioner Russ's discomfort, again, especially as someone who spent a good deal of time along that southern area. However, any amendment I would offer is probably already covered by Map 11, and therefore I don't think there's a need to adjust that and change that. I am still a little uncertain on this map about what things mean for the areas just east of El Cajon and that same unincorporated discussion we had earlier, as well as what some of the shifts may mean in the center along the lines of what Commissioner Pons offered in the previous motion. Now, all those are just complexities and things I have in my notes. I'm not going to ask myself for a motion on that, but I would offer a suggestion for commissioners to keep all those things in mind. It's probably a good idea to keep in mind what we're talking about with regard to both maps, what may be attached to full consideration under map 11, but under map could also come up in discussion of map 10. Commissioner Ponce. You're muted.
I'd like to make a friendly amendment, please.
Please go ahead.
Okay, and that is that we adjust District 2 to rebalance reproportion the citizen voting age population, reduce the variance without significantly impacting surrounding districts.
Sorry, that's with regard to District 2?
Yes, sir.
And is that something that can be copied from the previous motion?
Yes, just substitute District 2 with District 4 and you have it.
I'll ask Commissioner Serban and...
Can I just ask John a question about that? Like, is it possible to reduce the CVAP variance without impacting surrounding districts?
I don't know. I mean, it's unlikely. It's going to impact the districts, but the degree to which it impacts them is unknown until we try.
Okay, I guess what I mean to say is, like, if we're going to affect the CVAP number in a non-negligible way, then I guess I don't think we can not significantly impact surrounding districts, right?
I think that's accurate. I just hesitate to say anything definitively until we've done it, but I think it certainly is challenging because the CVAP number to balance that requires, it's overall lower than total population. And so as a result, it requires more movement of the map to make these adjustments. So, you know, like I said, I don't like to say anything definitively without having to explore, without having actually done it, but I do think that's a challenge for sure.
Okay. I mean, I'm in favor of the amendment in principle. I'm just curious as to whether it's something that can actually happen. But I appreciate you looking into it, and I imagine you'll report back to us. Thanks, John.
So, Commissioner Serban, as far as you're concerned, this can be accepted as a friendly amendment.
I guess you'd have to ask Commissioner Diaz as well, since she's the second.
But I am about to.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good. Commissioner Diaz?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Yeah. Other discussion? Oh, I'm sorry. Marguerite, please.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. I do want to remind the commissioners about the advice you received from our racially polarized voting and voting rights experts, that setting primary focus on racial balancing will present risks to your plan. I think you are fully entitled to look at that, but it has to be a secondary concern to your other considerations, including communities of interest, et cetera. It cannot be your primary approach. And I just want to remind you of that. And I'm anticipating that the motion is made in light of the legal briefing that you've received, and that it would be a consideration that the commission wants to see and wants explored, but is a secondary consideration to the community testimony you've received.
If I may, I appreciate that, counsel. There was no mention of any arbitrary numbers or thresholds. And when you look at Mr. Adelson's executive summary, as well as the RPV report, it talks about how can you create demographics that can avoid voting blocks that can ensure coalitions have an influence as well as an impact on representatives to represent their area, their population, their demographic. So the intent is secondary. It is not primary. It has always been intended to do so. And that's why I think it follows the guidelines presented by Mr. Adelson as well as Dr. Gross. Thank you.
And you know, Commissioner Pons, with that explanation, I agree with you, because the focus is on coalitions of communities and communities of interest, and that's well within the authority and the discretion of the commission. So thank you for the clarification.
You are so welcome, ma'am.
Commissioner Serban?
Can't unmute. Oh, there we go. Is it necessary to add that wording into the motion, Marguerite? I mean, like, as a secondary consideration, comma, adjust District 2 to rebalance?
I think it would be a good addition.
Why not, right?
I mean, we have the conversation and it's understood, and I think it would be a good addition.
I would accept that amendment if you'd like to propose it, Commissioner Pons.
I did, yes.
Okay.
Is there some wording then?
So the beginning of that bullet should read as a secondary consideration, comma. Thank you.
I'm going to ask for a pause here, and I'll ask staff to bring up the previous motion that as approved. And commissioners, even though we've just voted on this, you'll note the last bullet. I will take it as understood, and I'll seek the confirmation of the two original motioners and then ask for no objection, that the same secondary consideration language applies, even though it's not written in here. In other words, I had understood all of this to be based on the communities of interest, Mr. Adelson's report, Dr. Gross's report, and all our previous discussions. Commissioners, do I understand that correctly for that?
Yeah. I'm sorry, let me go back to what was changed in District 10. It wasn't my intent to add the words as a secondary consideration, and I saw it was added. You know, I think it's necessary, it's essential. It goes back to some of the other elements of this discussion. And so I don't think it's necessary to add the words as a secondary consideration. Similar to discussions about community planned areas and other things. So I'm just concerned that it's part of the discussion that should remain front and center, and I like for it to do so. I think adding those words as a secondary consideration sort of waters down the discussion, and it sort of minimizes its importance.
Okay. While still being fully consistent with the conversation you just had with Marguerite.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. So let's leave that motion alone, because I very much would rather not reopen it. On the motion from Commissioner Serban, though, Marguerite, I really had interpreted the discussion as a clarification and the wording as a secondary consideration as something that wasn't absolutely necessary, but was really up to the motioners to make. From a strictly legal point of view, though, I am a little uncomfortable having the language in one motion, but not the other. It's easier for me to say, just from a process point of view, the same background applies that you and Commissioner Pons were discussing.
Yes.
Legally speaking, should we have those words in one motion and not the other?
No, I recommend that they be taken out of both.
Okay.
But that our discussion have clarified that this is consistent with legal advice provided by your VRA expert. And let the record reflect that as the intent of this amendment.
Very good. So we will have the amendment, but without the words as a secondary consideration from your point of view?
Yes.
Good. Commissioner Serban, Commissioner Diaz, is that okay?
Certainly.
Great. Good. All right. Thank you for that. Sorry to take people's time. With that, any further discussion, comments, amendments? Very good, David. I'll ask you to call the roll for a vote on the motion offered by Commissioner Serban, seconded by Commissioner Diaz, as shown on the screen.
Thank you. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Chair Boehm?
Aye.
Commissioner Diaz?
Aye.
Commissioner Russ?
Aye.
Commissioner Dostal?
No.
Commissioner Krugliak?
Aye.
Commissioner Inman?
Aye.
Commissioner Pons?
Aye.
Commissioner Larson?
Aye.
Commissioner Chen is absent. Co-Vice Chair Katerina?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garcia?
No.
Commissioner Brown is absent. Commissioner Serban?
Aye.
The motion passes with Commissioners Dostal and Garcia voting no. All other commissioners who are present voting aye.
Very good. Just to confirm, I see no other possible motions on the floor, and I'm going to move towards adjournment unless commissioners have any further motions or points they wish to make. Seeing none. Thank you very much, commissioners, for the thinking, for the efforts to move forward, and for the approval of all three motions. Again, if you have any further thoughts on the implementation or what Flow needs to do on this, please send your comments to staff so they can be properly recorded and tracked. Staff will move them on through the SPOC, Commissioner Inman, to Flow. And I'll note for the record that the maps resulting from today's motion will be prepared by Flow and posted online by November 23rd. That's in keeping with the deadline we have for the public hearing that happens on December 2nd alongside our special meeting that day. The meeting that day will begin at 3 p.m., where we plan to hear additional input such as ability to elect analyses from Dr. Gross, legal assessments by Special Voting Rights Act Counsel, Mr. Adelson, and any other relevant inputs we need to consider. That meeting begins at 3 p.m. We will have, though, a time certain of 5 p.m. to start the IRC's second and final draft map public hearing, again on December 2nd. That will include, again, live scenario modeling, although, as Ben said, we'll have some ideas underway to improve the process. And again, thank you for your patience on that. That, though, will be a little different because it will be focused on final refinements to the district boundary lines that will be reviewed in more detail, and especially include making sure we've dealt with all the details of the edges of the lines, which can be a fairly complex and detailed process. With that in mind, as well as the likelihood that we'll have additional agenda items, and I will hope a good number of public comments, the December 2nd meeting will likely be continued to an all virtual session the next day, Friday, December 3rd at 2 p.m. That will probably be where we do more of the live modeling and final mapping activities. I want to remind the public that we still very much welcome and want to hear any e-comments, electronic mailings or email, letters, maps, or other input. But the deadline for public submission of maps and community of interest input via the Community Builder tool and the District Scenario Modeler tool is December 2nd, in keeping with the approved IRC timeline. Please ensure any feedback you have using those tools is completed as early as possible before that timeline, because as you saw tonight, the earlier we have it, the more we can consider it, even if we're not having a meeting. So we move to adjournment. That concludes the business before the Independent Redistricting Commission tonight. As I mentioned, our next meeting will be a special meeting on Thursday, December 2nd at 3 p.m. with a draft map public hearing to begin at a time certain of 5 p.m. Both meetings will be held at the County Office of Education building located in Linda Vista, specifically 6401 Linda Vista Road in room 401-402. The zip code is 92111. but we will again have virtual participation via Zoom. And we have the possibility of continuing to an all virtual session for mapping activities starting at 2 p.m. the following day, Friday, December 3rd. With that, and with great thanks to commissioners and the public for all the comments we received, and a reminder that more details, our current draft maps, our past draft maps, meeting links, and a host of other background material remain available on our website, www.drawyourcommunity.com. And my own thanks for attending and putting up with today's proceedings. This meeting is adjourned at 6:41 p.m. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, Arv. Good point.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
It was good seeing you, Barb. Good seeing you too, Arv. And you too, Chair.